With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Ag employers will be protected from retroactive overtime lawsuits, but a harvest season exemption to overtime was not included in the overtime bill that passed in Olympia. The Washington Farm Bureau's Brianne Elzey says there seems to be enough support, so they'll work on that again next session.
We were actually surprised. There is a significant amount of Democrats in the majority party who really felt that that was fair as well. There was a group of them who were quite supportive of the seasonality amendment.
And that, Elzey says, is encouraging.
I do feel like we have a group to work with next year that have always felt like 12 weeks a year was a very reasonable offer. So we will just pick up where we left off next session and try to move a standalone bill that deals solely with that one issue.
That doesn't mean, Elzey says, that it's not important.
It's just those 11th hour decisions have to be made, and protecting agriculture from those lawsuits, which could be upwards of $1 million a piece for a medium-sized farm, that became the real priority in the 11th hour.
Elzey says she's optimistic.
The fact that all the agriculture associations were able to band together and provide a united front and stand really firm when it counted, I think made all the difference in getting the changes we need to where everybody could be supportive of the bill in the end.
Elzey says while the bill wasn't perfect, it did fix issue number one, overtime lawsuits. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.